The Fan.
Of El Dante, Common Man here, along with Lil Nordo of 9 to Noon fame. Also Saturdays with Sauce. We are here for Viking training camp. It's week number two. It's day three of Common at camp. We have seven selected practice sessions that we will attend and broadcast from. We did two last week, one this week. We're trying to pace ourselves. Then we're back at it next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the following week, Wednesday, Thursday as well. We're still waiting for Eric Kendricks. The team is huddled up in the middle of the practice field. I call that the South practice field. And they are wrapping up there. They'll go in, and then I think Eric Kendricks will come over here, talk a little bit about Vikings football with him. This is the first day I've been here where the family and friends suites are open. They are on the west side of the field, and they have the nice air-conditioned suites with little patios out there. And Nordo, they provide food and beverage, so it's you have to have a friends and family credential to get in there.
Oh yeah,
ours don't allow us to, but I've been able to, you know, work my way past it before.
Oh yeah.
Well, what you do is, do you think I can get away with it if I tell them like I'm Patrick Peterson's dad? Do you think they'll believe it, or do you think and they'll allow me in, or do you say, wait a minute, you're trying to pull some kind of a scam here?
Well, I think you're going to have a tough time pulling that off.
Yeah.
And it's just because, to be honest with you, you're a little more diminutive. He's bald. You have a terrific head of hair.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I don't know what his...
He's athletic and I'm not.
And so that's a key. He's got a little bit... PA talks a lot about how players are building up their bodies in the off season.
Right.
I got to be honest, you're a little thin in the shoulders.
Yeah. So, yeah. I am a little thin in the shoulders.
But I think that those will be the focal points if any weathered, hardened security operative out here and they're saying, okay, I want to believe this. I think you'd ultimately be turned down.
I think you're right. I'm hoping I can get in there because the food is actually pretty good. I mean, the Wilf
Spare... you got the charm, though. That's the thing.
Alley Cat charm, we call it. Well, the Wilf Spare no expense when it comes to the feed bag in there.
No.
I mean, they roll it out. I mean, and what's beautiful about it, it's a wide variety. There's salads and there's soups and there's sandwiches and other, you know, chicken breasts. And then they got a great dessert menu, too. I mean, it's really worth trying to find your way getting it. And, you know, all I can do is, look, she's bringing the food. All I can do is ask. Right? What can they say? No, you're not allowed? Okay, that's fine.
No, well, I mean, you can't be shameful about asking permission. Or in some ways, asking for forgiveness after you found a way in.
Right.
And because, I mean, these aren't grad party ham and cheese sandwiches with a little bit of, I can't believe it's not butter on each side of the bun. I mean, this is a delicatessen affair. And it's almost black tie worthy, to be honest with you. So they take care of their partners and people and all the fans in the stands and everything. It's a different kind of spectacle here than it was down in Mankato.
I don't think anybody who resembles Eric Kendricks is headed in this direction, do you? I don't think anybody's headed in this direction.
No, not at the particular moment.
Were you the one who booked that guest, or who was that? Because you were the one that texted me early today, I think it was 8 or 9 o'clock, you said Eric Kendricks today.
Yeah, I text and talk with members of the public relations staff more than people know, and it was part of a larger conversation that, as we see now...
Is that him now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here he comes. So I doubted him. I doubted you. I doubted everybody. Why would I just be patient, Common? Just slow down. You move too fast. trying to make the morning last.
No, when our guys, I mean, all jokes aside, they've been so good to us. When they say it's happening, it's happening. So
yeah,
I felt confident predicting it.
Yeah.
And
you did. He's taking the golf cart over. You got to save those legs. It's early, man. There's 17 games. There's 3 preseason and 17. Let's get Eric Kendricks over here. Let's see now. This is
This will be his headset.
Yeah, this will be it right here.
And so let's try not to blow him out of the water with the levels.
Hey, there you go. Oh, yeah, you look great.
Everything's looking good.
Why don't you come on over here, Eric? We do appreciate you sharing some time with us here today. Yeah, you can see you want to sit down. I got a chair for you if you want. I mean, have this one right here. I stand when I work. I'm like those boxers that don't stand, you know, never sit down on their bench in the corner and sit on their stool in the corner, just stand up the whole time.
That's psycho, because everybody needs a break.
Yeah. See, let's do that. That'll work. Well, you don't have to take these things are straight. They've got all sorts of room. He's going to take it off. Whoa, what a head of hair you got there. Nordo said you were losing your hair, but it doesn't look like that to me. It looks like you got a full head. Oh, come on. Yeah. He never said it. Eric Kendricks, thanks for joining us. I do appreciate that. First question for you, this is what I got to know. When it's not a leap year, when do you celebrate your birthday?
I get like a 2-week buffer. So like I have parts of my family who will tell me the 28th, happy birthday, and then parts of my family who tell me the 1st. But for the most part, people remember my birthday because it's so unique. So like throughout the just like 2-week kind of span, people would just text me randomly like, oh, hey, you know, I know y'all missed your birthday, but happy birthday, or, you know.
I would just wish a happy birthday every 4 years is what I would probably do. That would save me on birthday card money, too. You know, I mean,
I like to go really hard on that actual leap year day. Yeah. You know, I like to, like, really celebrate.
I did some research. Well, actually, Deuce did, my boy. He did you're the only player in the NFL right now currently playing that's a leap year birthday. The only one.
And that makes me the youngest as well.
So, yeah, it does. Perfect. Yeah, that's right. You can play forever. How's practice going so far? What's it been like this first week and a half?
It's going well. You know, they've been doing a great job, first and foremost, of, like, you know, just kind of, like, gauging the tempo, you know, ramping it up, ramping it down, taking care of players. You know, we're doing active recovery in the weight room and things like that. So it makes us a lot more fresh when we're on the field and a lot more intentional. So we're getting really good work, getting a lot of ton of looks from our offense, lots of new looks that I've never seen. It's good. It's challenging.
You've had a hell of a career. I mean, you've led the team in tackles 5 times, second last 2 years ago. You were an All-Pro in, I think, 2019. You were well on your way in 2020 until you had the calf injury after week 10 or 11. Led the team. You had a career high tackles last year, 143. I mean, obviously you functioned very well in that 4-3 offense that Mike Zimmer ran. Now Ed Donatell does a 3-4. Did they run that at UCLA, though, too, where you played? You were 3-4, so you're familiar with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I played 3-4 for, I think, 2 or 3 years at UCLA. It's a lot more kind of running side to side, but, you know, it lets you be an athlete, lets you, you know, make plays and get off blocks.
How different is it from a 4-3 from a 3-4 for your position as line? Is it that different, or is it just, you know, slight differences the average fan wouldn't even realize?
Yeah, it's very slight differences. You know, obviously there is a difference schematics when it comes down to it, but in the long run, you know, you just gotta have a knack for the football, and you have to rely on, you know, your instincts a lot of the times.
What's it been like getting to know Jordan Hicks and some of the new guys that are going to be in that linebacking room now? It's almost Danielle Hunter and some of these guys outside linebackers pass rushing, but you, Jordan, the rookie Asamoah, like getting to know some of these new faces.
Yeah, no, I love those guys. You know, I feel like as far as Jordan is concerned, you know, me and him, we see a lot of things eye to eye, whether it's right or wrong, you know, we see things the same way. So if we mess up, we're usually on the same page. And if we're doing things right or we want to fix something, we're usually on the same page. So that's just refreshing from that standpoint. You know, we've both been in this this league for 8 years at this point. And it's just nice. It's nice having a guy with experience and the ability to get the ball as well.
How's Ed Donatell and Greg Minuski and some of these guys? You think about, you know, some of the new faces that you're working with now, and part of being new will be that comfort level you have with those guys. And then throughout practices today, you know, the footwork or their technique, positioning, you guys know more about what you need to learn day to day than I do. But working with those guys and coming up with this game plan together.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that's, you said together. You know, that's what it's all about. It's about a collaborative effort, and you know, we got to set our edges, and we got to run to the ball. I like the fact that we kind of focus in on a lot of little things. You know, obviously we have our schematics and we have our game plan that we're going to be entering the game with, but from the day to day, we're going over little things that are going to make us that top notch defense. So I can respect that, and I'm eager to go do that in practice.
I don't want to go too far in the past, but you did create some headlines when they made a change on top with Spielman and Zimmer, and you said something to the effect of a fear-based organization is no way to go. What did you really mean by that? And is this organization different so far to this point?
You know, I just feel like there's a way of doing things, and you know, I'm just really, really proud of the guys that we have on this team and how we've attacked you know, a little adversity. Obviously, we have a whole new staff and things like that. A lot of stuff we can't control, but you know, as far as what we can control, is that running on the field. You know, doing our due diligence in the meeting rooms. Everybody's super locked in and ready to go.
Do you think some of that it's that old school? Because you know, Mike was mid-60s, been around a long time, hard nosed guy, and now we sort of see this. There's been this. Almost a turnover in the head coach, and where we're getting a lot of young guys, including O'Connell, who's what, you know, mid-30s. Do you think it's a different approach by the old school approach and kind of a new school? Is there a difference there?
Definitely. You know, you got to have a little bit of both for sure. You know, Mike Zimmer was one of the, you know, I've learned so much from him, and you know, as far as you know, schematics, I think I haven't learned more in football so far. You know, so. There was a lot to be learned with Mike, and you know, as far as the new staff, you know, there's a lot to be learned with them as well. You know, they do things entirely differently, but you know, we're all chasing that same result, right?
Yeah, well, that's for sure. What is Jerry Smith meant to the team so far?
You said Zadarius?
Yes.
Zadarius has been the man. Honestly, his energy is infectious. Everybody feeds off of him. I mean, we know what kind of player he is. We know what kind of havoc he creates when he's on the field. You know, I've seen it firsthand, unfortunately. But now, fortunately, he's on our side. So, you know, it's just having that attitude and just having that ability to just wreck the game at any moment is going to be huge for us. And just that big physical presence that you can't ignore.
Speaking of big physical presence, and we make a lot of it as guys that love the game, love watching you play, putting the pads on. So on Monday, it's like you guys are chippy, but you're measured. I think you guys were back in shells yesterday, but you got that day off tomorrow. Do you love, even though sometimes it hurts, like getting your shoulder into somebody again, maybe accidentally bringing someone down to the ground a little bit harder than you want to, just being physical and finding that rhythm again?
You know, there's an aspect of football that is, you know, is undeniable, and that's the fact that we get to go out there and act crazy for an extended period of time, and it's okay, you know. So if you're playing football, you know, you love that to a certain extent, you know. After the season ends, I'm usually like not craving contact at all for
sure.
A while, and then there's this time I would say, like, you know, May or, you know, something like that, I start like kind of brushing into people and like
yeah.
starting to feel like I need to, you know, hit a little bit. But you know, that's the beautiful thing about coming out here, and you know, especially as a young guy, you know getting older, you know, I have to, you know, kind of conserve my body. I want to play for a long time, you know. So now I'm not as physical probably in practice as I used to be, but you know, for those young guys, you know, it's an opportunity to make a team. It's an opportunity to show your stuff. So you know, it's definitely going to be physical out there.
We're talking with Vikings All-Pro linebacker Eric Kendricks here at TCO Performance Center, the new Winter Park for a Vikings practice. What do you do in your free time, your spare time? Like, when the off-season, I know you keep yourself in shape, but what do you like to do? Do you have hobbies, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, so past 2 years, I've actually been working on some cars. You know, I've always had an interest in, you know, how they work and things like that. So I've actually been getting underneath the cars, and with the help of, you know, some of my friends, you know, shout out to Carter as well. You know, I've been able to work on my grandpa's Viper, you know, this off season and do things like that. So anything with cars, car shows, driving, you know, I love to do. But I've also been working on a little bit of a hair product, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
You know, I got the curls, so.
Well, I got a 2019 Jeep with a heat shield issue. You think I could drive it up here and you can help me figure out how to keep that rattle from happening?
You know, right now I'm a little busy, and I tend to only want to work on my own things nowadays.
Yeah, I got
but,
you.
You know, I have a guy I can refer you to if you need that.
Yeah, I have trouble even checking the oil or putting air in the tires. Are you a muscle car guy, or you know, from the old to the 60s and the 70s, or are you more like exotic cars?
Like, you know, I like all cars, but yeah. You know, I feel like when the first kind of shop I started working at in LA in the off season, It was more of the 60s cars. You know, the first car I worked on was like a 57 Bel Air. So definitely like the original, you know, side of it, but that's why I kind of wanted to start. But, you know, I'm into, you know, I'm into JDM. I'm into, you know, German engineering. I love Porsche and Ferrari and things like that. I'm really just across the entire spectrum.
Yeah.
Jeeps, you know, Jeeps 4Runner. I have a 4Runner, and I like it all, off-roading.
My boy's got a Jeep Wrangler. He loves having the Jeep Wrangler. He likes that. Well, you take the top off, you drive around. People love it, yeah.
You know, drive over some, you know, some mud or little bumps here and there.
Yeah,
it's the natural evolution. You get the Jeep, you got to tear the doors off, put tires on it that really hit the wheel well when you take a turn, and then ride through some mud. I want to get back to football. Rookies, much to do from our standpoint, is Lewis Seen and a battle, potentially a corner, Andrew Booth Jr. And what has excited you? What have you thought about a couple of guys defensively as rookies that have a chance to potentially contribute and start early on?
Yeah, you know, I think that the thing that I'm excited about is these rookies, they came in and they're really smart. You know, obviously the game is going to keep evolving, and, you know, people are going to learn more schemes in college and things like that. But these guys are smart. You know, they're listening to their veteran leaders, and they're asking questions. But at the end of the day, you know, when they get on the field, they're showing their athleticism. You know, these guys are capable, and they're going to step up for us for sure at some point. I'm not too sure, you know, who's going to emerge or, you know, things like that. You know, as camp goes on, we'll have a better idea. But I see a lot of flashes out of them. So
I've been talking, via 9 to noon with PA. We had Adam Thielen on earlier today, talked with him and Justin Jefferson earlier this week. But it's kind of the idea of, you know, Adam's been here for a decade, and Justin Jefferson certainly now in his third year, not a rookie anymore, and you with the equity you have here. But they kind of mentioned, at the same time, we're all kind of new. And so whether it's the game plan offensively, you know, it's Rosetta Stone for offense with the new terminology, and then on your end with Ed Donatell, you know, the reps for back-end guys, or everyone's just kind of clamoring for that opportunity because it is so new. So it's almost like there's, I don't know if there's pressure or urgency, you could speak to that, but everyone out there is learning on the fly and just grinding for information and comfort with this.
No, exactly. You know, it's a little bit of a, it's humbling at the same time, like you say, because we have to come and we have to learn all these new things, but it makes us, what's the word for it? It's giving us like a little bit of a motivation, a little bit of new life to
boost, a spark.
Absolutely.
Sure.
It's been fun for me. You know, it's been refreshing. How about that? Refreshing to come in and, like, you know, learn a new scheme, because you know, there's a little, you know, as you get really comfortable with the scheme, you get comfortable. Like I said, you know, you get used to doing things, and maybe you're not crossing your T's and dotting your I's. But in this case, you know, a whole new refresh, you know, you got to be on your game, you know, to be the best player you can be. So I'm looking forward to
it. When you do the same system year after year, maybe get a little complacent, maybe a little bit.
Or you just think that you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
You know everything, and there's nothing else.
And then they're throwing different looks at you, so you're constantly getting, you know, different types of pass routes and schemes thrown at that same look that you kind of know how to do.
You're looking forward to the trip to London?
Yeah. You know, last time we were in London, we got the dub, so, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Now, you guys are 2-0 in London, right?
You
weren't there for the Steelers game. My bad. That was 2013. It was Big Ben. It was Greg Jennings, the whole bit. Yeah. And now, and then in 08. The crazy soccer-style celebration from Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
You beat the Browns. That was pretty cool.
No, it was cool. It was a fun game for me. I think it was my second year, and I think I played pretty well. You know, obviously we got hit in the mouth pretty early, and some of those are my favorite games, you know. You come out, you get hit in the mouth, and you have to battle back and show what you're made of. And I feel like the last time we were in London, obviously traveling and things like that are kind of out of the they're out of your control. So I'm not even worried about that. I think that I'm there to play a football game, so let's do it.
We appreciate your time. Thanks very much. Good luck to you. Go work on some cars and work on your game, and we'll see you out on the field on Sunday soon. Thanks.
Appreciate it. See
you. You bet. That's Eric Kendricks, all-pro linebacker, soon-to-be big game world champion Minnesota Vikings. Break during their afternoon practice. They just worked for about an hour out there, did some walkthrough stuff, and now they're taking a break, and Eric was kind enough to share some time with us. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have all of our reaction to Eric Kendrick's conversation with us.
I must say, you're an elite football mind.
I got a little bit. I know a little
bit.
You got
some saved
really
in your back pocket.
Well, and then I turn it over to you because you know your football. I mean, you work 9 to noon. You got to be on your toes 9 to noon. You know how it works. You know, you're. Are you extended family member too, or is that just PA?
No, I'm not an extended family.
See, I don't think I am yet either, but I do have I am parking in the family and friends lot. So.
I'm around just enough where they don't immediately call the authorities to have me removed. I'm trusted to be on campus one way or another, but no, I mean I can't do what PA does.
Will they allow you to get food for us? Well, who's got a better chance, you or me? I think you.
Zero. I mean, they could see me coming.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a shot here.
No, I'm not the most charming person that's ever walked the earth. I'll leave it to you.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more from Vikings training camp. It's Comet at Camp along with Nordo. More after this here on The Fan.